This is HPR episode 2798 entitled, Should Podcasters Be Pirates? It is hosted by Nightwise and is about 12 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Nightwise waxes nostalgically on the early days of podcasting and wonders if we all sold out.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hey there, Hacker Public Radio. This is Nightwise from the Nightwise.com podcast, checking in with another show for HPR. In the car on my way to a client. It's going to be a short show. I think I'm going to be there in 10 minutes. But I wanted to, you know, shoot something up the flagpole here. Wanted to talk about the state of podcasting these days. I sound old because in podcasting terms, I am. I've been around since 2004, started producing shows since 2005, and I've been listening to podcasts daily since 2004. I came across my own archives from shows that I used to download back then and listen to, which I had burned to a CD. And I've put them on my NAS and I've started streaming them while at work. The last couple of weeks, and I've had a ball listening to old podcast episodes of the very, very beginning of the podcasting era back in 2005, 2006. And I have to say, I miss the old days. I don't know, am I showing my age? Am I old? I don't know, but podcasting has matured, definitely. But up to the fact where podcasting has become a little bit too mainstream media. Now, one of the reasons I love Hacker Public Radio, and since I've been subscribed for years, is because of the grassroots movement of Hacker Public Radio. You can basically record a show, you know, in the bathroom and chuck it up there, and it will get cut down and edited by Fallon's magic. Fallon's magic. That's the term for Ken's scripting. So it will get treated by Fallon's magic, and it will be produced. And sometimes it will sound like shit, and sometimes the content will be weird, and sometimes you get a 14 minutes of silence, which is the most bizarre HBR show ever produced. But every single time you'll get something fairly unscripted and fairly unprofessional. And I love that. I absolutely do. And there's a reason for this. When we go back to 2004 and the very, very beginnings of podcasting, we're going to take you back to 2004, and there was a podcast called The Daily Source Code. The Daily Source Code was produced by Adam Curry and Ron Bloom. And Ron Bloom and I think there was another guy who actually invented the RSS enclosure stuff. But, you know, back in the day, podcasting was really, 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 really early days and really, really, really grassroots. I have been listening to episodes of the Daily Source Code where they say, like, you know, you can't podcast on a big scale because bandwidth is too expensive and stuff like that. So, you know, it was a completely different time. But back in the day when podcasting started up, when I started listening, I mean, nobody had an idea of what they were doing. The only thing that we actually agreed upon was, well, you make an MP3 and you shove it into an RSS feed and it will get downloaded. But how, or if you have the bandwidth, or what format your show needs to be, or whatever, that was completely up to you. And one of the things why this was because the idea that I got, especially in the beginning of podcasting, was that it was more like pirate radio. Pirate radio, especially in the Netherlands, was kind of a big thing. And that's not a it's not a coincidence that Adam Curry turned podcasting or aimed podcasting in the beginning towards pirate radio, because he was one of the Netherlands' most popular pirate radio stations as a young radio DJ. Veronica was the station was called, and it was actually broadcasting from a boat offshore to elude the authorities. And back in the day, radio was really dry and cookie cut and boring. And these radio stations were like, these pirate radios were like wild, and they would, you know, swear and play rock and roll, and it was a totally different, they were legal. That was the exciting part. And I remember that evolution of podcasting taking off, where in the first shows they would play mashups, or he would get sent songs from bands, literally drum bands recorded on the street. I remember the first Sound Scene tours that were ever recorded, where all of this was new and was fresh and was experimental. And the one thing that I remember from those early days was that you talked about your passion in your podcast, of course, but, you know, it was not commercial radio. It was not, you know, extremely well produced and outlined and had a bumper and a format and stuff like that. It was just, you know, off the cuff. If I go listen to podcasts today, I see that sometimes over 60% is basically mainstream media or mainstream radio shows or production houses that have monetized podcasting, have put ads into it, and are pushing it out that way. And I know that you have to do this. I mean, you need to make money, you need to survive, you need to you know, get a show out there. But more and more, I am having a really hard time to differentiate a podcast between a talk show on the radio. It's all well produced, sounds great, it's completely technical. Sometimes the content's a bit iffy, sometimes it's very professional. And I go like, yeah, but I don't think it's very exciting anymore. That's why I love HBR, because HBR is weird and wild and produced off the cuff and doesn't have a format and is completely unpredictable and sometimes has shitty quality. But it's a lot more spontaneous. I mean, I don't want to dish podcasting. It's a fantastic medium. And I'm very happy that streaming hasn't, you know, pushed us to the side. And that it's still a decentralized, distributed medium, not like the big channels, like, for example, the YouTubes and the Spotify's, who are definitely having a very strong grip on the content that is placed on their platform. Here we still host our own content and have our own RSS feeds, and it is the distributed nature, the decentralized nature, that still gives podcasting that freedom. But I always am a little saddened by the fact that, you know, sometimes we just want to make it too commercial. And I know that you know, it's about listeners and subscribers, and you want to make it as professional as possible, but do we really, really have to? I mean, if I want something that is completely well produced and that is so cookie cutter fine, do I not listen to a mainstream radio program for, you know, for as long as they will still exist? Because, you know, that medium is going out the window as well. But they are gearing towards podcasting as ways to distribute their content, while podcasters, all old school podcasters, are gearing towards a radio style of producing stuff, which is really weird. I mean, if we take a look at Leo Laporte, he's basically a recycled radio TV host that, you know, got kind of put to the side and made his own thing, and now he is running kind of an internet media station. It's really, really weird. I mean, everybody on the panel is a journalist, and basically you just have a spoken newspaper by the main media. So, what's my point? My point is to set you thinking. Maybe, you know, you can give me your 5 cents in the comments about whether or not podcasting will keep its momentum, and whether that will be either by the fact that main media are going to jump on it and it's all going to be very cookie cutter and professional and very, very, you know, well produced and predictable, or because it's decentralized and wild and unpredictable. So what's your take? You are possibly a listener to HBR, and everybody who's a listener to HBR is a potential host. So you as well are a, you know, potential podcaster. What do you think a podcast should be like? Should it be cookie cutter and well produced and what have you? Or should it be wild and you know, rough and independent and unpredictable and not like mainstream media? That is the question that I pose to you. Because the other question that I have is, if we are all going to become radio stations or sound like radio stations, is podcasting still going to be a success? Because, you know, then you can just as well start streaming it, or the main platforms take over and you know, the decentralized nature will go away, just like it is with YouTube. We are completely dependent on YouTube. If YouTube decides that tomorrow they're not going to host any review videos from Huawei anymore, they just say, we're not going to do it anymore. And boom, you lose your entire distribution. And a lot of content producers lean towards YouTube because it's easy, it's cheap. They can reach a lot of listeners, and basically they can even make a buck off it. But it's YouTube, it's the channel that decides. They are still, you know, working for the man. And I say this literally because, you know, that used to be Adam Curry's tagline, you know, stick to the man, you know, be independent, do your own thing, become your own, you know, boat hosted somewhere off the coast of the Netherlands, broadcasting from a wonky antenna. And saying and swearing and saying nasty things because you can. So yeah, that's the question that I would like to pose to you guys today. What do you think that podcasting should be like? So tell me in the comments. Record your own show. Challenge me. Prove me wrong, or at least tell me what you think in your own way. What should podcasting be like? Are we all selling out because we all want to be like mainstream shows or like Twit? Or should we be more like pirate radio, Radio Veronica, completely wild, independent, and unpredictable? What do you think?
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.